the closing chapters of that book. Listen with me for God's word. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the throne of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and pain and crying will be no more, for the first things have passed away." Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the streets of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. His servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This sermon and the theme of this Sunday happened because of Pandora. Not the Pandora of ancient Greek mythology who opened the box and released evil into the world. Not the planet Pandora where the movie Avatar is set. I'm talking about the website Pandora.com, which plays music. When you sign onto this website, the screen says it plays only music you like, which is almost true. For you type in some musician that you like or some favorite musical style, and it starts playing that music through your computer. But then it goes on and adds other musicians, which, according to Pandora, are similar to the one you chose. So this is what happened. A few months ago, I was faced with a bunch of paperwork, and so I wanted some nice music in the background as I worked in my office. And so I typed in Oak Ridge Boys in Pandora. It's a quartet that sang Elvira and a number of other hits back in the 70s and 80s. Well, what I didn't really know was that the Oak Ridge Boys started out as a gospel quartet. And so as Pandora did its thing, playing songs that went beyond those that were actually recorded by the Oak Ridge Boys, I started hearing other quartets from the Southern gospel tradition. And these groups were new to me. There's the Gaither Vocal Band, there's Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, the two groups that I have on YouTube for us this morning. There's Gold City, there's the Kingsmen, and there are a bunch of other groups, some of them family groups, all related. Others who sing the same kind of music, but not restricted to just four guys. And these groups sing some of the old favorites that I know, like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and When the Saints Go Marching In. But they also introduced me to many songs I had never heard before, even listening to Chicagoland's version of Christian radio. And I noticed something that got this sermon going in my head. These groups and their songs celebrate our Christian vision of the glory of heaven in a way that I just wasn't used to as a Presbyterian. And it's that spirit of celebration that I want to share with you in this service this morning. And by the way, I'm up here preaching, but this sermon would not have happened without the faithful computer skills of Anthony Zott. Thank you so much, Anthony, for making this possible. Now, I tell you, I like this Southern gospel music, but I'm pretty sure that some of you at least will find it quite old-fashioned. And even if these men can sing harmony wonderfully, there are some times that they're really just quite unsophisticated, and the way they act on stage sometimes strikes me as almost silly. If my coworker, Lori Leiter, were to be writing this sermon, this music would almost certainly be quite different, because as a young person, she probably would know of groups, other Christian groups, rappers and rockers and indie groups, whatever that is, whose music would celebrate for her generation the same hope of heaven. The point is that the music that we love, whatever it is, can lift our eyes to heaven and get our feet tapping and our hands clapping as we enjoy the glories that await us after we die. And I concluded that we Presbyterians just don't do that often enough. Here at Wildwood Church, we sing every Sunday. And I like to sing, and I love to sing with you. And nothing that I say today should be taken as a criticism of Sandy or Greg and Kathy, because what I'm talking about is true of every Presbyterian church I have ever served or attended. I am proud to be a Presbyterian. We Presbyterians do many things extremely well. If you want to go to a church on a Sunday morning and hear a well-crafted, thoughtful sermon, go to a Presbyterian church and you won't be disappointed. Our Calvinist heritage theologically is rich and profound. We are an energetic, caring, mission-oriented, hard-working group of Christians, and that suits me perfectly. But we too seldom lift our eyes to heaven and feel in our souls the joyful anticipation of the glories that await us as disciples of Jesus. There in the pew in front of you is our blue Presbyterian hymnal. And if you look in just the right place in the back of that hymnal, you can find an index which divides our hymns according to topic. I looked at it. There is no topic of heaven listed. And I've looked through all that hymn book pretty carefully, and I know most of the songs that are in it. And there's not a single Presbyterian song about the glories of heaven that gets my feet tapping and my fingers snapping like this one does. From this old world, we're going to live eternally with Christ in a home on high. My brothers and sisters in Christ, that's true. And that's true for you, and it's true for me. You know, the words of this song we just heard don't really say very much about that experience of heaven, what heaven will actually be like. We'll shout and sing, we'll walk and talk and praise his name every day. Not too much information there about the actual geography or lifestyle of heaven. It's the song's energy, the excitement, the exuberance of faith that communicates a great deal about an experience of transcendent glory. A life without concern for time, joy so deep as to be beyond our comprehension. Do we know for sure what heaven will be like? I personally think that any claim of a detailed description of eternity simply goes beyond what we can know with certainty. Jesus talked about heaven. Jesus believed in heaven. Paul wrote about heaven very encouraging words. And the author of Revelation, in the verses I just read to you, gives you this vision of the holy city, the new Jerusalem, where life will be so new, so lovely, so bright, so good, so amazing and wondrous, with no more tears, no more death, no more pain, nothing accursed. If we want to know what heaven's going to be like, we turn to the scripture, and we learn from there those teachings. even if they are not completely clear or completely consistent. And then as we go through our life of faith, occasionally we will just get it right and we'll have a heavenly moment, and there we find a hint of eternity. When we are all that we should be as a church, a gathering of the disciples of Jesus, in those moments we experience a foretaste of heaven. It's like we're standing on a riverbank trying to get a glimpse of what's over on the other side. Well, you know, life does consist of more than just gazing at heaven, anticipating that glory that we will find after death. We do have to deal with today and here and now, with struggles and challenges, the opportunities to be faithful in this life. And we don't want to become that Christian who is described as so heavenly minded that he's no earthly good. And so there is a balance between striving for a faithful, abundant life in this time and anticipating a glorious life in eternity. I think that both of these parts of faith are given to us in this life so they can work together for our good. It enhances my life and my discipleship if I anticipate heaven in my future. Heaven is a goal we seek. It helps us to make faithful decisions, right decisions, about what we do every day. And when our life is tough or dark or difficult, a vision of heaven can help us make it through. When life seems unfair, when things happen to us that are just wrong, we can be sustained by the belief in a life in heaven in which all things will be as they should be. So it is my hope that the theme of this hour of worship and the music you've heard will go with you as you leave here today. If you're like me, you get songs stuck in your head. Be happy today if one of the songs that you've heard in this service gets stuck in your head and becomes your musical mental background for all that you're doing. And as you look forward to the activities of this day, what you will do this week at home and at work, to the celebration of our nation's birthday next weekend, as you look toward your future, lift your eyes high enough to include in that vision your future, that glorious day when you will experience the complete fulfillment and joy of life in heaven. I want to close with the Gaither Vocal Band and Ernie Haas and Signature Sound singing together. One of their songs is called Heaven's Joy Awaits. And these are the words. When we leave this lowland, we will cross the Jordan, past the chilly torrents, heaven's joy awaits. Just beyond the blue horizon, just above the starry sky, far beyond this land of sorrow, way above each fear and sigh. Just a few more miles before us, just a little while to wait, soon we'll sing redemption's chorus, heaven's joy awaits. Heaven's breeze is blowing, gently to me calling. I will soon be going through those pearly gates. So this day, this week, for the rest of your days, feel heaven's breeze blowing softly on your face. Hear God's voice calling gently in your ears. As you walk the miles before you, seeing beyond that blue horizon, the new Jerusalem, where heaven's joy awaits you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Alleluia.